Before we go further ado, I just want to say thank you for getting me to read Muriel Spark's Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. It was great. It was really, I'm actually going to read it again.
Yeah, it's one of those books that A, is very easy to read. It's only 125 pages. And it rattles along, and it's funny, and it's sad, and it's complicated, and it's straightforward. And every time you read it, I must have read it a dozen times, or probably more like 20 times I've read it in my life. And every time I read it, there's some new nugget emerges that I wasn't aware of previously. So it's a wonderfully contained book that happens to be small but bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah, definitely. And the whole idea of Sandy, the character Sandy, I think is fantastic. And also the two, you know, the two teachers, you know, the guy who's teaching art and painting. It's very clever, but without being clever, you know. I really enjoyed it.
It's also a fantastic book about Edinburgh. Or at least one section of Edinburgh life, the kind of moneyed classes of Edinburgh. Between the wars, there are very few men around because most of them have been killed in World War One.
Yeah.
So Miss Brodie and people of her age are lacking men, as it were.
Yes.
And as a result, are in control.
Yeah. But interesting, you know, because I talked to quite a few schools, and you know, that aspect of having a really amazing, inspirational teacher, I mean, whether or not there were other directions in which she went off in, but is huge. And did you, I know we didn't cover that, I don't think, when we talked. Did you have somebody at your school who was like going, Rankin, you're actually a writer, you know, you can write, or just as a person encouraging you, really?
Yeah, I mean, I had a succession of good English teachers who would encourage me when I wrote short stories. So back in the day, if you did English in high school, certainly in Scotland, every week you'd be writing a short story. And I enjoyed it. It was my favourite part of the week. And Mr. Gillespie, who taught me when I was 17 and 18, was hugely encouraging. And I've mentioned them several times down the years as being a great encouragement to me. To the extent that once I'd reached the grand old age of 18, we would go to the pub together some evenings and just talk about literature. You can't imagine that happening now, of course, but back then things were a bit more free and easy. Lots of charismatic teachers, for better or worse, you know, some who were politically charismatic and held sway over their young charges, as it were, and persuaded them of the way their political affiliation should be. So, it was interesting times. And, you know, rogues as well, because as you've suggested, the male teacher in Miss Jean Brodie is a bit of a rogue, a bit of a cad. And we had plenty of those in the various schools I attended back in the 70s.
Yeah.